have Tony Bonds. He has just published his first novella, The Moonflower King, this year by Calypso Edition, and he's reading True Story today.
It's the third night of our honeymoon in Buenos Aires, and we're gliding arm-in-arm down Avenue Juan B. Justo on our way to a steak joint when a screeching cab comes out of nowhere and knocks you right out of your pumps. One of the pink leather shoes smacks down on top of a smart car an impressive distance away from where your body is lying. One of your arms is bent the wrong way, and blood is issuing from your ears as if a washer in your head has rattled loose. There's not another cab to be found along these dark, misty streets, so I gather you in my arms and I head for the nearest hospital, which happens to be 5 miles away, and across the Rio de la Plata. But the bridge is out over the river, so I swim with you in one arm, paddling through the muddy rapids, dodging alligators and Argentinian piranhas, until at last we've reached the other side. In the cold, white hospital waiting room, they play My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.5 times before a nurse tells me you need surgery. I kind of figured that, I say. They take me to your room. You're still unconscious. I overhear some of the doctors arguing because the resident brain surgeon is on vacation and those present don't have the expertise necessary for such a procedure. I approach the quarreling doctors. "Excuse me, gentlemen," I say. "Perhaps I might be of some use." I explain that I'm a writer and that I once wrote a short story about a writer who tells a tale of a gifted brain surgeon. The doctors are so excited to let me perform the procedure, they accidentally flip a surgical tray, launching a dozen scalpels like darts whizzing straight from my face. But I dodge and catch a bone saw in the air like a ninja and use it to remove the top of your head so I'm able to patch up your leaky brain. Once you're all stitched up, a champagne cork pops, and we all have a toast to you, the most beautiful bride on planet Earth. And that's why you're here in this godforsaken hospital. They said I should keep talking so it would keep your mind together. They said you'd have a hard time remembering things after the accident, but you haven't forgotten a thing, have you? No, your mind is still as quick as a mousetrap, and you'll wake up any day now. You'll remember everything. You'll remember that I lied about how much I'd had to drink that night. You'll remember our car smashing head-on into that pale blue station wagon. You will. You'll wake up soon, and you'll remember to blame me for why you're really here. So, why don't I start over? It's the third night of our honeymoon in Paris, and we're gliding arm in arm down the riverwalk of Rive Gauche along the Seine on our way to a jazz club when a giant shark flies up out of the water and snatches you right out of your pumps.